Hi, I'm Ben Trefney, news director here at KALW, and I want to invite you to become a member of KALW. We are 70% listener supported, so as you listen to this piece from our newsroom, please make sure to go to the Donate Now button at KALW.org. Thanks.
You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Next up, we've got a story from the Uncuffed team at Solano State Prison in Vacaville.
From Solano State Prison.
This is Uncuffed.
Today's story comes from Uncuffed producer Joe Kirk. He spoke to someone who teaches a class in prison for people who've been violent towards their partners and families. And a quick warning, this piece does contain descriptions of violence and abuse.
In my time in prison, I have noticed that a lot of the men around me are incarcerated for some form of domestic violence. Floyd Henley is one of these men. Throughout his stay, he has not only attempted to rehabilitate himself, but has changed the lives of many of the men around him. Domestic violence is something that we rarely used to talk about. What happened behind closed doors stayed behind closed doors. Here is his story.
In the beginning of each of our groups, we have an entrance, and we dedicate each group session to somebody. And I'd like to dedicate this to Sheila Vallon and Steve Phillips, my murder victims. Okay. Violence was something that I learned as a young child, being exposed to it. Domestic violence is something that is learned. And most of the time, it's in the family that it gets picked up. It's passed from generation to generation. I never thought of myself as violent. But the more I read about domestic violence and I go back and look at my past, I see where I used violence to solve situations. Anytime that there was a problem, violence was a way to do it. But violence was used after we tried to manipulation. A lot of times when I was trying to control Sheila, it was just, I could do it with a look.
Okay.
I could use my voice, tone of voice, and it was all about control. And
could you start to notice the fear in her?
Yes.
Yeah.
I could see where I was able to control. And it was something that I had seen as a child. It's something that had been done to me, so I knew how to do it to the next person.
Did you ever progress to physical violence?
Yes. Slam Sheila against a wall, hit Sheila. Yeah, what you're doing is you're reenacting what was done to you as a child, and you know it worked on you, so you're doing it to the next person.
Now, after you committed these acts, like the aggression and the violence, were you ashamed of yourself afterwards?
Oh, yes. The shame sets in, and that's where you go to the honeymoon stage.
Okay.
Where you promise it'll never happen again. That's when you bring the flowers. That's when you're on your best behavior. The problem is that's just part of the lie.
When did you decide to first get into the domestic violence classes that you're in?
I knew something was wrong, but I didn't know exactly what. Okay. And then I started taking psychology classes and started to learn that this was a conditioned response from my childhood. That I had watched it in both sides of my family, my grandparents. I had extremely abusive grandfathers. I had abusive parents. And I saw the arguments and I saw violence. And it started to really get on me that had actually crept into my relationships as an adult. Even though I knew it was wrong and I detested it, but it still came in. And I wanted that out of my life. And the only way to do it was, I found out, was to go back and I had to deal with the past.
You guys are in dorm 6. Dorm 6 is kind of the dorm the groups are held in?
Yeah.
It has paintings on the wall?
It's got paintings. It's got murals on the wall. It's about 10 to 12 feet deep and about 24 feet wide.
Okay.
And we'll We'll have, like I said, a whiteboard behind us. It's got our agenda for the day and what we're talking about.
Okay.
And we'll start off, one person will read out his homework.
Okay.
Whatever the subject was that day. And then sometimes we have questions, sometimes it's feedback, and sometimes it's just support. And it's really kind of liberating to see that men actually, when they get to the root of their problem, they become more relaxed. You can actually see it in their face sometimes, how relaxed they get. The group that I facilitate now, I'm the only one left of the original group. Everybody else has paroled, and it's amazing that so far, none of them have come back. Yeah, we're doing good there.
That's the other thing I've noticed about your group is that in prison, you get a lot of people are nosy, and when a guy, a lifer comes back from the board, you find out whether they got a found suitable or not. And a lot of guys that are in here that I've seen for domestic violence that haven't taken your class or haven't taken a class like yours, the board's always no. But every guy that's taken your class, the board's like, okay, like we're gonna let him go.
Yeah.
Good job. It's doing good.
We've had a real good success rate. This is a long-term group. Most of the people that are being found suitable have been in it 2, 3, 4 years. And that's a lot of exposure. And the other thing is, they're helping new members that show up.
Yeah.
And, it goes right back to that AA thing that addict can best understand another addict. And they've been there, they've been at the bottom, and they're trying to come back.
After doing this story, I did a lot of thinking. Even though it is my opinion that Floyd has changed, there's still one thing we cannot forget about. This story is about Sheila. We can't forget about her or the senseless violence that other people like her have endured. If you know someone that is in a situation like this, do something, because you never know if it'll be your last chance.
That was Joe Kirk speaking with Floyd Henley. Kirk is a producer in KALW's radio program at Solano State Prison. Our work there is supported by the California Arts Council and the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. All content is approved by an information officer, and the producers fact-check content to the best of their ability. The prison could not provide statistics on who attended the class, how many left prison, and whether any have returned. And you can hear more stories like this by searching for Uncuffed on your podcast player.